Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We're going to have an amazing time together looking at one of my grandmother's classic teachings on how compassion brings healing. The scriptures are so full of Jesus showing compassion to his people. In fact, we read that when he sees sick people, his heart is filled with compassion, and then he brings healing. And I want to encourage you, as you're listening today, God has compassion for you. No matter what your circumstance, God's heart is for you. Please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you that you would, first of all, experience God's mercy, his compassion, his loving kindness for you. And from that place of receiving compassion, receiving the love of God for you, for your situation, you would begin to walk in healing. I know there are many of you watching today and you feel like you're stuck in this place of healing, lack of brokenness. You feel like God's presence is not there, that maybe he's angry at you. But I want to encourage you, God sees you and he has compassion for you. We have to settle into that place of understanding. And it's really a part of Jesus's character. When we understand the character of Jesus, we can walk with better faith, expecting our healing miracle to come. So if that's you, if you need to know the character of Jesus better, I would encourage you, first of all, call, go on the website. We want to pray for you that you would know Jesus. And the second one is, I want you to open your Bible. Today's teaching is going to really delve into the healing miracles of Jesus, and we're going to help you walk through the steps that Jesus takes when he sees people, he feels compassion, and then he brings healing. So pay attention, take out your Bible, make sure you're listening, because my grandmother has something very special to share with each and every one of you watching today. Let's go ahead and take a look.
You know, when you get your faith out and get into expectancy, that's when things begin to happen. But sometimes I think we come in and we want to believe, but we have doubts. We've heard bad reports. We've had people say things to us, doctors and so on, our own bodies tell us that we're not well. So it's hard for us to kind of shift into faith for ourselves. But I have found that when you begin to get faith in a service and expectancy, you can have anything miraculous happen. Now, miracles come because people believe. And I think sometimes we think, well, you know, I'm not good enough. That's why I don't get healed. But when I read through the Gospels, I notice the people who got healed were sinners. None of the Pharisees got healed. You never read about a miracle about those people who were so religious. They didn't get healed. Who was it? The sinners. Healing is the bread of the children. And why does God bring miracles in our midst like that? Because he loves us. So put your hand on your heart. Say, I'm his righteousness. It's his gift to me. And he loves me. He loves me. And because he loves me, he wants me whole. What does compassion mean? It means sympathetic consciousness of others' need with a desire to alleviate it. Sympathetic consciousness. So God is conscious of our need, but conscious in a sympathetic way and desires to alleviate that need. He desires to take the growths and tumors off you. He desires to get you your backs healed, to get you out of wheelchairs. That's his desire. Why? Because he's compassionate. And I think with all of the stuff going on sometimes, we forget that God is compassionate. God is a God of love. God so loved the world. And so God has compassion on them. So I want to look at the compassion of Jesus and how Jesus healed by compassion. Now, I'm looking at multitudes because sometimes, you know, especially when we go overseas, you know, we have big crowds of people, 100,000, 200,000 people sometimes. And so you look at all these people, and a lot of them are Muslim or Hindus or Buddhists or atheists, you know, and you think, oh God, how do you feel about all these people? You almost feel overwhelmed, except I'm not the healer. It's not my name that heals them. It's the name of Jesus. And he is compassionate on multitudes. And if you look at the scriptures here, it tells about Jesus healed people because he was compassionate. When he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. And so let's don't look at the circumstances. Let's look at a God of compassion who loves us and loves the sinner, no question. So I look at another scripture here. When Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Sometimes I think it's easier to get people healed in a multitude that are atheists and communists and Hindus and Buddhists and Muslims because they are so needy and they have never heard that God loves them. They haven't heard that Jesus does the miraculous. They haven't heard that Jesus died for their sins and took stripes for their healing. So when we look at multitudes, let's know that there's a compassion from God that he loves the multitudes. Put your hand on your heart. Say, I won't forget. I'll never forget. God loves the multitudes. And he has faith, compassion on multitudes.
See, what God has for us is not just compassion for the masses. It's true. You know, we read in scripture, he looked at the masses and he felt compassion for them. But the compassion that Jesus has is for you as an individual too. He looks at humanity. His heart broke for humanity. He died for humanity. But he also died for you, that you would receive healing. We're about to start looking at individual healing miracles that Jesus brought to individuals. And I want to encourage you to get your teaching notes for today. This is an enormously helpful resource that will help you follow along with my grandmother's points on today's teaching. It gives you scripture, gives you practical ways that you can really follow along, even in your own mind and in your own writing. We want you to get this free, downloadable today. Pay attention, because God sees you. He knows you. He knows all the pain that's in your heart, the pain that's in your body, and he has compassion for you, the individual. Let's look back at today's teaching.
All right, let's look at smaller groupings. And this is two blind men. And they come to Jesus and they ask him, have compassion on us. You know, we want to be healed. What do you want? They said, we want to see. And he was moved with compassion, touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight. That is absolutely amazing. Now, you may be having a problem with your eyes, but I believe tonight is your night for a miracle for your eyes. And I remember when we were in Guatemala not too long ago, and Sarah had a word of knowledge. We had a women's conference of a couple thousand women. She had a word of knowledge for people who had eye problems. And a woman had a detached retina. And the Lord told her, get out of bed, get somebody to take you to that meeting, you're going to get healed. So when Sarah gave that word of knowledge out for eyes, that woman's eye, the retina, attached itself again and she could see perfectly. Now, what happens? This is the compassion of Jesus. I will never forget this. I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, and praying for the sick in a service like this. And a man had been shot in his shoulder, and so he had a hole in this bone, so he could not raise his hand without pain. Well, he just really couldn't raise his hand well, so he stood up. I felt led to pray for people with shoulders and problems, and he stood up, and he didn't experience anything that night, but he believed he received. So the next morning he got up and he went in to shave. He had his pajama top off and he was shaving, you know, with the left hand. And he looked, and there was no hole in the bone in the shoulder. He could raise his hand. That's a creative miracle. I'm telling you, his presence is here because he loves us to give us creative miracles. Everybody say, the compassion of Jesus creates. Agape love creates. Amen. So let's look at another one. Let's look at a leper. Now, when you look at a leper, they were considered unclean. They were the untouchables. You never touched them. No way, no way. But Jesus was moved with compassion. And he stretched out his hand, and what did he do? He touched him. And he said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. Because he asked him, if you're willing, cleanse me. And said, Jesus had compassion. When we say, Jesus, are you willing? He says, I'm willing, because he has compassion for us. And so I just encourage you, maybe you have a chronic thing, because leprosy was considered chronic. You'd never get over it. They had them live in a separate place and so on. And maybe they have told you, you have a chronic disease. If you have a chronic condition of any kind, I want you to stand up. This is your night to get free. Amen. You can go back to your doctor and be a surprise. Stand up. They say it's chronic. Okay, that's good. We got everybody up? Everybody standing in faith? Everybody seated in faith? See, they told me I could never be active, that I had an enlarged heart at 23. I'm almost 82. Why? I have a new heart. I'm not a chronic. I'm a miracle. You're not a chronic. You are a miracle.
Are you believing for healing in your body, your mind, or your emotions? God's Word promises that His compassion brings wholeness and strength. When you give $35 or more, you'll receive Marilyn's book, Total Healing, a powerful resource that reveals how God's Word can bring healing and help you live in wholeness every day. You'll also get the Total Healing 2 CD set, the Be Healed DVD teaching series, and our Healing Scripture card filled with God's promises for restoration. And for your gift of $95 or more, we'll add the Healing Promises Afghan, a beautiful cotton throw covered with healing scriptures to surround you with warmth and God's Word. You don't have to face sickness or struggle alone. God's compassion brings healing. Call or click today to request this special offer.
I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. In a quick second, my grandmother is going to take a look at long-term and chronic illnesses. Do you know Jesus has healing for you for long-term or chronic illnesses? It's true. Jesus heals all sickness, all disease. He took it all on the cross with him. If you're having a difficult time understanding that, I want you to get today's product offer. This is my grandmother's book, Total Healing. Not partial healing, not a little bit of healing, but total healing. This is an amazing resource that will help you to walk in healing in every area of your body, from your brain to your nose to your heart to your stomach, whatever. Please call or go on the website. We want to get this book in your hands today. I know many people who have struggled with chronic and long-term illnesses. Maybe you live in pain all day, every day, and this is just your new normal. You know what? Jesus has healing for you. He doesn't look at you suffering in pain and think, oh, they deserve it. He has compassion for you. He has compassion to meet you in that place where you're struggling in your mind. Maybe you're struggling in your body. Maybe you have a chronic illness that you just can't seem to think of a life without it because it's become your identity. Please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you that you would feel God's compassion in that place. We would break ties with the identity of sickness, and you would walk in health and healing every single day from now on. And of course, while you're on the phones or on the website, please make sure you get your copy of Total Healing. This is an amazing resource that will help you to walk in healing every day of your life. Now, put on your listening ears, pay attention, because my grandmother's teaching will meet you exactly where you are and will help you to have the faith and the compassion to walk from sickness into healing. Let's take a look.
Let's look at what else. Jesus had compassion for the chronics, but he also had compassion for the demon-possessed. So I think sometimes people with demonic activity going on, you know, they feel like they're kind of untouchable, that the devil's bigger than God. And that can be a real bad thing, because when you begin to look at symptoms and how Satan is doing things, you can have a big devil and little God. But we don't have a little God. We have a big God and what? A little devil. So someone called me last night. This was very interesting because I knew I was going to preach on this tonight. But I just love the way the Holy Spirit makes things flow together. And so they were going to a home, not here in Denver, in Ohio. And they said, we're going to a home where demons have really infested the place. Voices speak, they see lights at strange times and all of this stuff, and said, we're going into that home to take authority over it. Said they were even embarrassed to tell us. They said, but we've tried, but we just haven't had success. Would you come? Well, of course they went. They were successful because the word is successful, because you have authority over the devil. Luke 10:19 says, I give you power. Stand up. You knew this was coming. It says, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Why? Why does he free us from demonic power? Because he loves us. The devil doesn't love you. The devil wants to kill you. But Jesus loves you, and his love is greater than the devil's power.
That's right.
Now, put your hand on your heart again. Say, how could I forget that his love for me is greater than the power of the devil? Now look at your feet. Say, God said to me, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. I thank you, Father. Demons, evil spirits are under my feet. I have the name of Jesus, and I use that name. I'm not afraid of the devil, but the devil's afraid of the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And he has compassion on us. You can be seated. Now, I'm going to pray a little more for this, but, you know, some time ago in our church, we had a film on demon activity, and it showed about how these young people didn't believe in Jesus, and how the devil really went after them and manifested demonic things to them. But a group of people were praying for them, and it looked like the devil was going to kill one of them, but he surrendered his life to Christ and got totally delivered. Now, that night at the end of the film, Wally had an altar call for people. And so people came forward to be saved, but one woman began to scream and carry on and beat her head on the floor. And just, you know, really a demonic attack. And so our people, we had wonderful people gathered around her and began to pray, cast out the devil, you know, speaking to the spirits and so on. And nothing was happening. She just kept beating her head on the floor. And so I said to the Lord, Lord, help me. Give me a word. And he said, tell her to tell the devil to leave. And so, you know, everybody's screaming around her. But I got right up in her ear and I said, you say, Satan, leave in Jesus' name. She said, I can't. And I got really ugly. No, just forceful. I don't know how to be ugly. I said, say it in Jesus' name. Get away from me, devil. So she finally did. And she screamed it. And all of the demonic activity stopped. Amen. Amen. We do not have to be under demonic attacks. And you can tell sometimes. And you'll have a whole bunch of things happen at the same time. That's the devil. Take authority. Don't just blink your eyes and say, well, bad things happen to me. Take authority. Put your fist up. Say, take authority. Okay.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you.
Are you believing for healing in your body, your mind, or your emotions? God's Word promises that His compassion brings wholeness and strength. When you give $35 or more, you'll receive Marilyn's book, Total Healing, a powerful resource that reveals how God's Word can bring healing and help you live in wholeness every day. You'll also get the Total Healing 2-CD set, the Be Healed DVD teaching series, and our healing scripture card filled with God's promises for restoration. And for your gift of $95 or more, we'll add the Healing Promises Afghan, a beautiful cotton throw covered with healing scriptures to surround you with warmth and God's Word. You don't have to face sickness or struggle alone. God's compassion brings healing. Call or click today to request this special offer.
Now, in this last segment of today's teaching, my grandmother is really going to get down into Scripture and reveal the areas where God speaks identity. I want to encourage you to open your Bibles, take out your phones, and turn to Lamentations, because we're going to look at the character of God and also who we are in Him. Because who you are in the Father, who you are in Jesus Christ, is different than who you are in the world. Scripture tells us to be in the world, but not of the world. Okay, so if we're not of the world, who are we of? We are of the Lord. We are His people. We are made in His image. And we are to walk in healing, compassion, mercy, and forgiveness all the days of our lives. This is a very important teaching for specific people listening. And I know, and I said this before, and I just want to reiterate it. If you are identifying with your sickness, if you look at yourself and you say, I am sick, I have blank, this is just who I am a diabetic, I am a cancer patient, I want to encourage you, break ties with that identity, receive the identity of healing and health from Jesus Christ Himself. He died on the cross so that you could be of Him, not of the world, and certainly not of your sickness. Please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you that you would feel the healing power of Jesus, the compassion from the Father that would draw you close to His heart. Now pay attention. This last segment is really something you want to dig into and listen up. Let's take a look.
Focus your faith. Everybody say, focus your faith. And I think having compassion on the people that are left, He had compassion on the woman and called him back. Tremendous resurrection, but it came out of what? Compassion. And see, folks, undoubtedly, it's the compassion of Jesus that makes whole. You know, we really believe when we come to Him and find Him as our Savior, that He makes us whole inside. Why can't we believe that He wants us whole outside? Right? Spirit, soul, and body. Lamentations 3:22 says, Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Because his compassions, everybody say compassion. Say it again. Say it again. Do you get compassion because you're such a hot shot? No, you get compassion because he what? Loves you. His compassions fail not. Now, it says, morning by morning, new mercies, new compassions I see. I like this service. I like being here with you. I like teaching the word. I like seeing God heal people. I like seeing your compassion for people. But folks, I got some more in the morning. Amen? Amen. Say, I have more coming because of his compassion. When you get up in the morning, don't say, oh, brother, I hope it doesn't rain today. You know, we need the rain. That isn't a good thing to say. You say, I hope it's warmer today. Get up in the morning and say, well, I have some new compassions coming. I wonder what wonderful compassions are coming my way today. Not because you're good, because you're righteous. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
What an amazing teaching. And I love this verse that Mimi talks about in Lamentations 3. But I want to go one verse up to Lamentations 3:21, because the lead into the verses that she shares, it says, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. When we remember the things that God has done for us, we have hope. And then my translation says, the Lord's loving kindness, his compassions indeed never cease. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I want to encourage you to remember the things that God has done in your heart. Remember the things that God has done in your life and have hope. Because at the end of the day, his compassion brings healing, but you can have hope that God is doing a good thing in your life. If that's you and you need that hope, please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you that you would remember the things that God has done and you would have hope that his compassions would lead you into that place of healing. And while you're on the phone or on the website, make sure you get your copy of Total Healing. This is an amazing, amazing resource. It helps you look at the healing process from the very beginning to the very end. Where does sickness come from? How can I combat it? And how can I walk in total healing? Please call or go on the website. We want to make sure this book gets in your hands because it will help you to walk in the compassion and the healing that God has for you. We've had such an amazing time today looking about how God's compassion brings us into healing. We looked at how Jesus had compassion for the masses. We can receive healing en masse, or we can receive healing as individuals, how there is healing for chronic illnesses and all the things that maybe you've been struggling with your whole life, and how his compassion is powerful and will bring you into healing. Thanks so much for joining us on Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We'll see you next time.